I would now like to introduce our wonderful guest preacher, Evan Younker, who's the executive director of the Unitarian Universalist Justice Ministry of California. Got that right? Good. He comes here. He slept all the way originally from Virginia via Texas, and prior to being executive director of the UUJMCA, he did a lot of political work and progressive justice work in the South. So let's give him a warm welcome.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to really thank you all for having me here. It's a real honor. And I actually live just over in Martinez. And I have a wonderful job that allows me to travel around the state and visit with Unitarian Universalist congregations. And I have to say, the reception I had this morning as I was able to greet you all coming in was one of the happiest, most community-filled receptions I have ever had. And it was really a testament to the love that you guys have here. So I want you to know that. I want to tell you a little something about myself as a child. As a kid being raised, as was mentioned earlier, in Virginia, about a 45-minute drive to Washington, D.C., I grew up with a very different view of justice and politics than I have now. Of course, the root of the word politics comes from poly, meaning many, and ticks, meaning blood-sucking creatures. But in reality, my view growing up was that all policies were derived from this magical thing called politics, which was derived from the always revered democratic process. Justice to me was simply legal justice. Nothing more, nothing less. The only connection between justice and politics was that checks and balances thing found in Chapter 4 of my government textbook. This view is the perspective of privilege, the perspective of a child who grew up in a wealthy suburb and was able to ignore the systems of oppression that lurked around every corner and behind every door. But not my door. To me, democracy worked perfectly. The will of the people be done, and policies based on our values as a society will naturally come forward. Naivete at its best. Fortunately, I grew up. Working on political campaigns in Texas, I saw firsthand voters' rights being suppressed with police cars running those zero-tolerance checkpoints on election day on the only bridge spanning a community and its polling place. I witnessed illegal mid-decade redistricting attempts designed entirely to strip majority-minority communities of their power. I was awakened. And one of the things that attracted me to Unitarian Universalism is our commitment to social justice. Our history as UUs is rich with people who looked at justice beyond what may be popular and to what is right. For just one example of this, I want to rewind 49 years, or 49 years and 22 days to be precise. In response to the violence encountered at the start of the march from Selma to Montgomery, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King issued an urgent call for all concerned clergy and citizens to join the efforts. Reverend James J. Reeb, a Unitarian minister from Boston, answered that call. 2 days after that call was issued, after eating dinner at an integrated restaurant with two other Unitarian ministers, the group was attacked. While his colleagues escaped harm, Reeb sustained fatal blows to his head. Now, at his eulogy of Reverend Reeb on March 15th, Dr. King pondered not who killed James Reeb, but asked what killed him. saying, when we move from the who to the what, the blame is wide and the responsibility grows. James Reeb was murdered by the indifference of every minister of the gospel who has remained silent behind the safe security of stained glass windows. He was murdered by the irrelevancy of a church that will stand amid social evil and serve as a taillight rather than a headlight, an echo rather than a voice. He was murdered by the irresponsibility of every politician who has moved down the path of demagoguery, who has fed his constituents with the stale bread of hatred and the spoiled meat of racism. He was murdered by the brutality of every sheriff and law enforcement agent who practices lawlessness in the name of law. He was murdered by the timidity of a federal government that can spend millions of dollars a day to keep troops in Vietnam, yet cannot protect the lives of its own citizens seeking constitutional rights. Yes, he was even murdered by the cowardice of every Negro who tacitly accepts the evil system of segregation, who stands on the sidelines in the midst of a mighty struggle for justice. Now, while the wording today and the issues may emerge slightly different, the meaning behind these words continues to speak to us loudly and clearly. And we must decide if we will be a faith that is a headlight or a taillight. Think globally, act locally. That was the phrase used for years to encourage people to take small actions to make a difference. And while this in general is a great thing, it can also lead to complacency. If, as individuals and as congregations, we all keep our blinders on and do small acts of good, we can feel good about ourselves. At the same time, we will, in effect, be lessening our individual pain while allowing the ingrained systems of oppression to continue unchallenged. How often do we settle for little things? How often do we pat ourselves on the back? How often do we pick up one piece of trash, put it away, and feel content that we have done our share of work for the environment for the month? How often do we attend a lecture or discussion group on an issue and feel we have completed actions with what we are sure are long-reaching ramifications? How often do we talk amongst ourselves about an issue and feel we have built a laudable, multicultural, multi-generational coalition? How often do we ride our bikes and feel we have saved the world from climate change? Or visit a soup kitchen and leave feeling we've completed our work for economic justice for the month? I know I have been guilty of this sort of thing many times. Service is critical. With funding for social services being cut to historic lows at all levels of government, churches and community organizations are being asked to step in and play a larger role than ever before. Still, service alone is not enough to make the difference we seek as Unitarian Universalists. We must go beyond filling the growing needs generated by our government's failed policies to fixing the systems of oppression and injustice that continue to perpetuate these needs. We must be a headlight faith. We must tackle these issues through effective education, advocacy, and witness with our partners and our allies. Grounded in faith and values, putting time and effort into breaking the systems that hold back our neighbors and friends from achieving equality and our children from having a planet to inherit. By working to change the policies that are making the poor among us poorer, working to create policies that will turn the tide on these needs, put our government's priorities in line with our values, and ensure that the democratic process is not beholden to what is popular, but what is right. There are plenty of religions out there, and plenty of secular groups as well, who will spread their values far and wide. We may not agree with those values. But if we merely accept the outcomes of democracy in which a silent majority remains silent, then we will forever be feeding an increasing number of homeless in shelters because our priorities give tax cuts to multi-billion-dollar corporations We will forever be trying to fairly distribute water while we put big ag interests over that of farm workers and their families. By living with the false belief that democracy plus charity is equal to our calling, we will forever be dealing with second-class citizens, environmental refugees, and wage inequality. Theologian James Luther Adams wrote, "A church that does not concern itself with the struggle in history for human decency and justice, a church that does not show concern for the shape of things to come, a church that does not attempt to interpret the signs of the times is not a prophetic church." He goes on to say, "The prophetic liberal church is not a church in which the prophetic function is assigned merely to a few. The prophetic liberal church is the church in which persons think and work together to interpret the signs of the times in light of their faith, to make explicit through discussion the epical thinking that the times demand. The prophetic liberal church is the church in which all the members share the common responsibility to attempt to foresee the consequences of human behavior, both individual and institutional, with the intention of making history in place of merely being pushed around by it. The issues will come. There will always be work to do. And the arc of the moral universe may bend towards justice, but only if we bend it." Bend is a verb. To change the world, we must think and act in a larger frame. We must stand on the side of love, not on the sidelines. I am now clearly aware of the differences between politics and social justice. I am just as clear that without striving for justice every day, our politics will simply create more and more injustice in society, fueling the need for more shelters, more food and coat drives, more detention center visitation programs, more social services. Dr. King said, "So in his death, James Reeb says something to each of us, black and white alike. He says that we must substitute courage for caution, says to us that we must be concerned not merely about who murdered him, but about the system, the way of life, the philosophy which produced the murder. His death says to us that we must work passionately, unrelentingly, to make the American dream a reality so that he did not die in vain. This is our call. And we see the tides moving. We see the fruits of our efforts every day. With marriage equality moving across the land, a movement started here in California, taking us one step closer to true equality. With the signing of the Trust Act by Governor Brown last year, the start of a movement to gain rights for immigrant families, we are moving to the day when we respect the worth and dignity of all humankind. We see the human right to water, another first of its kind in the United States, starting right here in California and now spreading, saying to families, we value your worth and dignity, and we believe you have the right to safe, clean, affordable water. We see coalitions forming and people joining as united voices for justice. I am glad the work I do every day with the Unitarian Universalist Justice Ministry is helping answer that call. As a new organization built out of the successes of our past, we will continue to lead the way in immigrant justice and on the human right to water. We are also revitalizing our LGBTQ equality efforts and our healthcare action teams to safeguard the advances we have made and work towards true equality and opportunity for all. And just last month, we started an economic justice action team, and there is an economic justice action forum at Mount Diablo Church next Saturday with information at the community table in the back. A new component of the UU Justice Ministry is our direct support of congregationally based justice ministries. We will continue to offer an annual regional training in addition to our statewide training. but also working to support congregations with worship and religious education materials, assistance in long-term justice planning, and connections to justice efforts and partners at local, statewide, and national levels on issues that you are focused on as a congregation. We are working to become your one-call resource to work on social justice issues through faith-rooted education and training, as well as advocacy and witness at the local, statewide, and national levels. We are building a grassroots movement, one built from the ground up by UUs like you, UUs committed to justice-making and growing a faith that will answer our call to be a headlight in the night, not a taillight. And we cannot do this alone. I'm grateful for the continued support of this congregation, and I sincerely hope everyone here will consider joining as a charter member of UUJM. Again, forms are on the community table in the back. Now, towards the end of the eulogy, Dr. King said, "In spite of the tensions and uncertainties of this period, something profoundly meaningful is taking place. Old systems of exploitation and oppression are passing away. Out of the wombs of a frail world, new systems of justice and equality are being born. Doors of opportunity are gradually being opened. Those at the bottom of society, shirtless and barefoot people of the land, are developing a new sense of somebody-ness, carving a tunnel of hope through the dark mountain of despair. People who stand in the darkness have seen a great light. Here and there, an individual or group dares to love and rises to the majestic heights of moral maturity. Whether you are called to organize for justice on a specific issue or organize for justice overall, we have opportunities to be part of that call. As we have seen in the past few years, UUs can make a difference. Be a part of it. Thank you.